In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God is the creator of all things, heaven and earth, invisible and visible. The world we do not see, and the world we see, are His. He is eternal, but He is also the Lord of time. He is infinite, but He is the Lord of space. Time and space. And today, on this feast of Saint Benedict, we are called to meditate upon time and space. Or to be more exact, upon the sanctification of time and space. We sanctify time with prayer. And we can see this clearly in the chapter 16 of the Rule of Saint Benedict. I quote, "The prophet says, 7 times a day have I praised you." We will fulfill this sacred number of 7 if we satisfy our obligations of service at Lord's, Prime, Tierce, Sext, Non, Vespers, and Compline. For it was of these hours during the day that he said, 7 times a day have I praised you. Concerning vigils, the same prophet says, "At midnight, I arose to give you praise." Therefore, we should praise our Creator for His just judgments at these times. Lord's Prime, Tierce, Sext, Non, Vespers, and Compline. And let us arise at night to give Him praise. So the day of a priest or a religious is sanctified by the hours of the divine office. 7 times a day we should stop everything and pray. The recitation of the canonical hours is a great obligation for the clergy, because they recite these prayers not as a personal prayer, but as a public prayer in the name of the Church. The Church prays through the mouth of her ministers. But this is not only for priests and religious. The sanctification of time is, in fact, for everyone. Everyone has to pray, and in this way, make the sacrifice of their time to God. Even though lay people do not pray the divine office, it would be praiseworthy if they would also stop everything and pray 7 times a day, in union with the entire Church. So we needed to learn to give time to God, to spend time in prayer, or simply to be in His presence, even though we may have a lot of other things to do. We need to spend time with God. Remember, if we give Him our time, He will give us His eternity. So time is sanctified by prayer. But if Saint Benedict insists so much upon the sanctification of time, this consideration necessarily leads us to consider the sanctification of space. Because we need a place to pray, a space consecrated to the public worship of God. And this is what Saint Benedict calls an oratory. The chapter 52 of the Rule of Saint Benedict says, "The oratory ought to be what it is called, and nothing else is to be done or is stored there. After the work of God, which means the divine office, or the holy sacrifice of the Mass, all should live in complete silence and with reverence for God, so that a brother who may wish to pray alone will not be disturbed by the insensitivity of another. Moreover, if at other times someone chooses to pray privately, he may simply go in and pray, not in a loud voice, but with tears and heartfelt devotion. Accordingly, anyone who does not pray in this manner is not to remain in the oratory after the work of God, as we have said. Then he will not interfere with anyone else." So if time is sanctified by prayer, if space is sanctified with churches, with monasteries, with convents, places of prayer. And this reminds us of the importance and the sacredness of these places, consecrated solely to the worship of God. But each one of us is also called to sanctify our own space by having a little corner or place dedicated to prayer. A place where we usually pray. A little family oratory with the cross of our Lord and holy images. Especially in these difficult times when going to church is not always possible. We have to make space for the things of God in our house. To conclude, let us keep in mind what I think to be the greatest lesson of Saint Benedict: the lordship of God over all creation, and the duty we have as creatures to render homage to Him, to consecrate to Him time and space. That's what the Church does, and that's what each one of us has to do as well. Saint Benedict, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.